Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second, the shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third, the third baseman, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Noble. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting second, the center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third, the right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chuck Connors. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Owen settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Owen. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Jeffcoat. Noble reaches second base with a double. Mays moves to third. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raymond Soddy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes fields it and throws to second for the out. Mays scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Minner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Baumholtz reaches third base with a triple. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minner fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Minner. Mueller moves to second. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Noble strikes out. One out. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stanky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Dark reaches second base with a double. Mueller scores. There goes Stanky trying to get to home. Baumholtz throws the ball into Mixus, who relays the ball to Owen, who tags Stanky, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 4-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Noble for a passed ball. Jackson moves to second. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-1 in the game. Connors hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackson moves to third. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klipstein for the out. One out. Eddie Mixus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixus is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mays trying to get to third. Sauer throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Mays for the out. One out. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Noble is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin, who is chasing the ball. Sauer reaches third base with a triple. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sauer scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ramazzotti for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stanky moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-3 in the game. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Richards pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Fred Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Jeffcoat reaches second base with a double. Mixis goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Giants. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Baumholtz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Monk Dubiel now pitching. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mueller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Giants. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Noble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Raymond Sadi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stanky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Stanky reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Owen for a passed ball. Stanky moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Mickey Owen. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky pinch hits for Monk Dubiel. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.